Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Hot Barn Report. We're here in Washington, D.C. today talking to U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator Grassley, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for being interested in things here in Washington, D.C., and particularly I'll bet you're interested in the ag thing.
100%. I heard that you hit all 99 counties, so I thought I'd come to you. How long does that take?
I'd say an average of 25 to 30 days a year. That may sound like you don't spend much time, but we always have an hour and 15 minutes in every county. And if you do contiguous counties, you can get to about four or five counties a day. So that's why I kind of added up to about 25 to 30 days a year that I spend traveling Iowa.
Well, to hop into the agriculture topics, I've talked with plenty of lawmakers in the past few days. It sounds like mandatory country of origin labeling is no longer an issue that's really being discussed. Do you think that there's still a possibility of MQL getting passed?
Well, first of all, let me say this, that what you said is no longer a possibility because there's been WTO rulings that it interferes with the rules of international trade. Plus, it's hard to trace something from another country that comes in and mixed in with your hamburger, and whether it's from Argentina or whether it's United States beef is really difficult to tell. But we ought to be able to show our consumers if something is entirely within the United States, that's perfectly legitimate to label it as meat originating in the United States. That's not prohibiting meat coming into a country, but it is saying that something that's purely American, the consumer ought to be able to have that identified.
Well, final question I got for you, Senator. What's your favorite cut of beef? How do you take it?
I think my favorite beef would be a New York steak, and I eat it medium or medium well, but not real well, and I don't want blood running out of it.
Is there a best steakhouse in the state of Iowa, or can you not divulge that information?
I think it'd be better if I didn't, but one place I don't get to very often, but I try to, there's a place in the community of Conrad, Iowa, Grundy County, Iowa. It's called That Place, and every Friday they have a beautiful prime rib, very tasty.
I love it. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Senator, and thanks for all you do for the great folks of Iowa and everyone in agriculture.
I appreciate working for the people of Iowa and defending agriculture and working hard for agriculture, particularly on international trade issues, because we export a lot of our farm products, including our beef, and we ought to have a level playing field for our farmers.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.